Hi. We've been speaking about devotion, and remember I said come to Jesus, and then I said we abide in Jesus. But one of the other things Jesus said in Matthew 11:28 was, get away with me. Don't you love to get away? Even though we live in the most beautiful place in the world, I love to get away. It changes your perspective. It causes you to rest. It gives you a fresh start. But how many of us can really do that very often? And yet, Jesus says, get away with me. I love the story of Susanna Wesley. She was the mother of Charles and John Wesley, but she also had 8 other children. Now, I don't know about you, but 10 children, that's incredible. And one of the things she would do is she'd sit in her favorite chair at the kitchen table and she would pull her apron over her head. I was thinking about that, it must have been a long apron. But anyway, she would pull her apron over the head and she would get alone with Jesus. She'd get away with him. And the kids knew when Mum had her apron over her head, she was with Jesus. And you know, that lady's prayers, 2 of her sons, John and Charles, both changed the whole face of Christianity. And it's amazing to think. So it's so important to get away with Jesus. And he actually tells us how to do it. This is what he says in Matthew 6:6. When you pray, go into your most private room, close the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who is in secret will reward you in the open. How amazing is that? In the Message, it says it like this, and I love this. Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can. The focus will shift from you to God, and you'll begin to experience His grace. Remember what Jesus said? He said, I'm humble and gentle in heart. We can get away with him because he's not trying to punish us. A long time ago, a very long time ago, you see the color of my hair, when I still had young children, I would wake up early in the morning before the kids had got up, before my husband had got up, and I would go into my room and close the door and pray. And one particular morning, I was really angry. There had been a problem in the church. It was a very serious problem. And I was angry, disappointed, bitter, unforgiving. And I couldn't even pray. I was that angry. So I thought, well, what shall I do? I read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. So I'm sitting there having read these words, and suddenly I could see myself sitting in a grassy place with still water, and I began to sense that Jesus was coming towards me. I was scared because I thought he's going to give me the word now. But instead of that, he put his hands on my face like this and kissed me all over with little butterfly kisses. And he said to me, you are precious. You are precious. You are precious. And I said, no, Jesus, you don't understand. I'm angry and bitter and unforgiving. There's no ways I'm precious. And he said to me, you are what I say you are. I wept. And then, of course, at the time was going on, I went to the kitchen, made coffee. And while I was in the kitchen, the accuser, the evil one, came. And he said to me, oh, that's it. You are losing your mind. This is the end. You're in trouble now. And I thought, yep, he's right. I mean, I've got a vain imaginations here, I'm sure. Anyway, I made the coffee, went through to the bedroom, put it down on my husband's bedside table. The room was dark. He was fast asleep. And he woke up with a start. And he put his hands on my face. And he kissed me all over with little butterfly kisses. And he said to me, you're precious. You're precious. You're precious. Then I really cried. Because you know what that did to me? That must have been the Holy Spirit working in him. And what it did to me was change my perspective. It made me realize that God's not wanting to punish me. He's wanting to bless me. And it was like a huge paradigm shift in my whole Christian walk. I began to walk knowing that I'm loved, knowing that I'm precious, knowing that I'm that not special, but just precious, you know. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that that is each of us. Each of us are precious and valuable to God. You're highly favored and deeply loved.